This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunuga, and with me in the studio, Mr. Pere George Eradiri. How you doing, boy?
Who your boy? You're all right now.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Pere, with all the money Manchester United have, they seem not to be able to buy a win. What's going on?
We won against Chelsea.
I knew you were going to say that.
Won against Chelsea.
So that's the only match you win.
How many matches we don't play? We don't play just four now. Four. Only one.
And lost like one.
25%.
Not bad. For your manager.
Yes.
We will talk about Manchester United and more when Hot Topics comes up. Let's go pay some bills now. Yeah, time for Hot Topics now. If you could not be on the show today, man is he's not up for it. I think he's sick, so you guys should send in messages, right?
Messages are waiting.
As far as they should, like, big him up now and say, come back better, come back stronger. I know the normal thing now. Huh? Wow. What did they do you, this boy? I don't even get you, man. Yeah, let's start with Liverpool. They have set a new record of league wins after their 3-0 win over Burnley. Pere, Liverpool, are they a team? Are they a team that everybody should be scared of now? Like, how will I put it? Are they a team, like, you know, the way people were scared of Madrid back in the days? People are still scared of Madrid. The Barcelona's, you know, Pep's Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Like, are they becoming that type of team now? That Fergie, Manchester United. Like, no matter who comes on for Manchester United, everybody will be scared. That kind of thing.
Yes, and a bit of no.
So you're saying they're getting there?
Yes, they are getting there now. Waiting is still knowing.
The Champions League.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just the Champions League. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm saying, like, if you're playing Liverpool next week, you'll be on your toes now.
If you're playing Manchester United next week, you'll also be on your toes.
Really? Like,
teams
are more brave now. Like,
you're playing Arsenal next week, you'll be on your toes.
Really?
Yes, now.
Really?
What do you mean by this scared? Like,
when I say, like, you know, there are some elite teams that you look at and be like, oh, Barcelona is coming to town. You get my point. Like, people will not, like, when you're going to Anfield, you actually, like, set yourself in a way like they can't run you over. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, right now, Liverpool home and away. Like, Liverpool, like, coming to, how will I put it down? Mm-hmm. Coming to the Old Trafford. Maybe that's why I said, are they getting there?
They are getting there.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying.
They are not there.
They are not there yet. Because, like, Burnley used to be like a very, very tough game for them, man. But now they're just seemingly like getting through.
Mm-hmm. Almost everybody win against Burnley now. No?
Really?
For Burnley house, yes. Now, last season, United won there.
Yeah.
Even as we had a very shitty season, Arsenal won there.
Yeah. Arsenal lost them.
Chelsea won there 4-0. Spurs.
Why are you belittling this? Like, I'm saying, like,
no,
it's struggle.
Winning at Burnley is not something.
I'm saying Liverpool big. Liverpool away, like when they used to go like away, people like them going, it was different from them playing you at their home. You get my point.
Yeah.
But right now, like, they are this team that they're this kind of team that.
But perhaps why he thought this now? Because then don't win four games out of four.
No, not that. I'm just saying, like, there's a different zeal to them. There's a different zeal to, like, Liverpool right now. Like, it's different from how they were two seasons ago. Even like last season itself. You get my point.
You think so?
Yes, now.
I think they're a better team last season than
now.
Season. Yes.
Why? Because they're conceding goals. Or because they considered
more
goals,
the way they play last season, they better than which now. I don't watch them play after these four games this season.
That's what I'm saying. Like the season is just starting now.
Yes, now what team is ever did right up that like yeah. They were better last season than the way they are.
Last season they didn't win their first four games, now, did they?
They don't need to win the first four games, but it
so yeah, you took
better throughout last season.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, yeah, you can compare that now. Come on now.
But I was thinking you did
that. That's not what I'm saying right now is the way Liverpool are set. Yeah. Like they might soon become that team.
You don't use the right word.
That's what
they might soon become.
But actually, a question now you get, and you were to answer it there. You were answering it, so it's not as if I call them that. But I'm saying they might soon become that team that like the way Man City are. They might just become like that.
Yeah,
get my point.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then guys win that Premier League first.
Really?
Yes,
for them
now.
To be that?
Yes, now. Manchester City in our team, we don't win things. Yeah. Liverpool now, apart from that Champions League, we don't win. When last week you know see them win
anything.
Trophy?
Don't think.
2012.
Okay.
The guys add trophies to all these plays and stuff.
Let's talk about their forward lines, Salah, Firmino, and Mane.
Mm-hmm.
Mane seemed to be extra dramatic when it was taking off during the game against Burnley. Is Salah selfish?
Yes. I don't answer that now. I don't go straight to the point now.
All right, tell us why.
Papi, I don't tell you yes. Who know what you might address that is? No. Forget about the game against Burnley.
Mm.
Like,
it's like
last
a trade.
Season,
like
yes,
a trade you haven't seen, right?
Last season, you don't see this game.
Yeah.
It's like, he's not happy when his teammates outscore him. That's a very good thing.
Yes.
For you not to be happy when they outscore you. But yeah. When they get chances with other people in better positions,
yeah,
you supposed to just give them the pass instead of you to try to score when you know you're not in a good position to score.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. He should have passed the ball to Mane and Mane. All these things for no day.
did you see the Liverpool Snapchat where Firmino? What they were? I think someone was recording Firmino, mm-hmm. So he was like looking back at Salah. Then Mane was at the front, and I was smiling. Like I'm the one in the middle. Sorry about that. Setting them, but they will sort out themselves. I think Klopp spoke after and said they're okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your team now, Manchester United. Who is to blame for the start of the season?
I don't know that. It's like now.
What do you mean you don't know?
It's like we go blame the fans. Yes, we go blame the fans.
Fred, don't kill me.
No. We guys blame the fans.
And tell us why. Why?
Because we don't too we expect too much from this team.
Really?
So we go just blame the fans.
With Manchester United, now once you play for Manchester United, you have to be on your toes now. You have to win.
We don't win now.
And just one game.
How many games we don't play? We don't win one. We don't draw.
25%. That's poor now. That's a poor start.
But we supposed to know where this team day now. We supposed to know where this team day. We not supposed to expect to the win week in, week out. We supposed to know where this team day. Perhaps, I want to ask you something. If so, we don't win two games out of four.
Yeah.
You for the ask me the same question.
No.
And... We for don't easily win against Wolves.
Yes.
We don't win that
unlucky, one.
We for don't easily draw the game against Crystal Palace.
One or two things. Just a bad day, have we?
Yeah.
Southampton, Unka.
We drew the game now.
I'm saying, hey, no, why didn't you win the game?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong in going to Southampton.
You know, Perra.
And drawing that game. Liverpool could have drawn that game against Southampton.
But they didn't. They scored two goals.
You lost against Southampton.
They scored two goals. That was last season. Perra, we're talking about this season. We're talking about this season now. Perra, come on.
In there and play against them last season.
And you should go one better this season. Now that's what I'm saying now. You should go one better. So like, let's talk about Ole now and the tactics, man. Is this down to players or down to him? Who is not responding to who?
I don't know. We know the dressing room. We know the thing with the guy. Don't tell them.
Do you agree with his tactics, though? Do you agree with his tactics,
though? Papi.
Yeah.
Why would he talk all these things now? Because, see, I still feel that because of that Wolves game and the Crystal Palace game, if Pogba had scored that penalty.
Okay, Per. I think this is the question now. Okay. Are you okay with the way Manchester United are playing? Just your style of play. Forget obviously, about victory or anything. And then two, do you have the personnel?
Mm-hmm.
Your target is top four, right?
Yes.
Do you have the personnel to finish in top four?
Okay. With the first question, obviously, with the control game is better this season.
Yes.
But we're not just creating chances.
Okay.
We missed that number 10. That player with the clear pass.
Funny enough, when Pogba went up to play the position, like, man, you were creating more.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We missed that number 10. I feel what Ole should do is just bring back Matic.
Okay.
To partner Scott at the base, then Pogba should just go into that number 10 position. Then secondly,
do you have the personnel?
Obviously we do now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They talked about Ibra coming back. Would you take him?
I'll take him if he's ready to come back and be a backup dancer.
Okay.
Be a backup striker.
Yeah.
We don't need him to be the main man now because he's already old. He's like 37, 38. Mm. We can't rely on him going forward. So he should just come back and be the backup man.
Okay. Yeah, he wore number 7 too.
No way.
That's a cost. Aki Alabi, a Manchester United fan said that Ole should get sacked. Do you agree with him?
No, now it's way too early. It's too early. Just for come on, 4 games.
You say come on.
No, now.
Okay, let's talk about Lampard. He's still waiting for his first win at the Bridge. Tactically naive, yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Why?
What did Lampard really think? That? What was he thinking about? Like, you're winning a game 2-1 and you brought on Gilmore
to do what?
What did be Gilmore, guy? What is Gilmore?
No disrespect to Charlie Gilmore.
Oh my God, waiting with Gilmore. How did they win match 2-1 and you took off Kovacic and brought on Gilmore?
Yeah.
Like,
to do what? Like,
we know, yes, that you like playing promoting the kids, you. This, that. But guy, see that game first. If the score was like 4-0 and then there's...
Bring on Gilmore then.
No. There's one goal ahead and you're bringing on Gilmore. Very, very weak.
Yeah. Credit to Sheffield.
Big credit now, yeah. Like, they went to Stamford Bridge. They were not afraid. But these days, nobody is in Chelsea. They were not afraid and they got 2 big goals there.
Obviously, racism is a big issue in football and in the world today. Right now, in football, with the recent happenings, I don't think a black player can make a mistake. What do you think? Like, once a black player should make a mistake, they're going to jump on him.
Yes. Black men not allowed to make mistakes anymore. Like,
why?
We saw it with Pogba, Tammy Abraham,
and now Zuma.
I don't know, man. I'm not just know.
It's sad. Do you think these people are just doing it for fame? Because, like, they probably use like fake accounts to tweet these things and then they get the tweets.
Yeah, I feel so. Now, something where they come from their hearts. They know what they do and they mean what they do. They not just do them because they're on the famous, but they do because they think they're hard. They are just wicked, naive, and stupid people.
They need some education. Okay, let's quickly talk about North London Derby. Obviously, we expected goals 2-2. Did Emery start his best team?
His best team.
Okay, let me make it easier for you. With the starting lineup, right? So you think like that was the best team that could play Spurs in terms of how Spurs have started the season?
Defense was okay.
Yeah.
The goalkeeping position, we know that sorted out. The attack was good, but the midfield, I think he needed that creator. Number 10. Yeah, he had Torreira, Guendouzi, and Xhaka.
So he got
who won't pass the ball to Aubameyang, Pepe, and Lacazette. There was nobody there, so
he kind of got the room.
Yes, in that department, the midfield department. Yeah, that's how they talk. Like,
you be thinking one. Yeah. Right? You're supposed to go do your grades for coaching.
Sure.
You coach Niger. Why can't Spurs see out these games? I mean, you're too new up.
I don't guy nah just stupidity. They are just being naive, guy. Like, why you know if you just be this same thing happened at the Emirates last season. They went
2-1 up
and was it not 2-0?
No, it was 1-0. Then
the Aubameyang scored the penalty.
Yeah.
Okay. But guy, just try even if you go win the match 2-1.
I mean, with the way they big up their defense, why are they so vulnerable? Like, it's funny.
I don't know, man.
Do you think like it's because like most of them are getting the end of the contract, so things are not settled?
I feel we're just over analyzing things. It's just the Spurs way of life, guy. They always cast things.
Okay. Let's take a break now, man. Next, we'll talk more on the Serie A.
All right, people, a new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers, or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Okay, let's talk the Serie A now. Last week we argued about Juventus and Napoli, and they gave us like a very, very good game, man. Possibly the best football match that we've watched since the season started. Pere, do you like Juve's new style of play?
This style will attract them to the concede goals. No.
But that you know, once they made it 3-0, I think that spell, that like 20-minute spell that Napoli had, it was just defensive. I think they just went off. They slept because they thought like they had won.
That, we know Juventus as team really very, very sound defensively.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to them yesterday.
You think they missed their leader?
Guy, even if he was not there, how can you concede three goals?
For the second goal, that's Lozano's goal, the lead was tracking him. I don't know if sorry, he just stopped. So I don't know, maybe he expected Alexandre to deal with the cross, I don't know, but like as a defender you should like think about, especially a center back, you should be the person that, oh okay, if this thing doesn't, I should be the person delivering. So I don't know what happened there, Sha, but maybe we can say they were lucky now, Juventus, to win.
They were extremely lucky now.
Okay, with the way Napoli have trained this summer, when they gel, do you think they can like cover the gap with Juve?
No. No.
It's still bad, Abi.
Because Napoli don't strengthen. You know, like the Juventus now weakened team from last season.
They're still very strong.
They bought well. So you could take Napoli like 3-4 seasons.
But Juve,
two, 3-4 seasons are for.
For them to have a team to challenge,
to be giving something like a transfer ban, because they will always get those players.
It's probably the free one.
Yes, they will always get them. So
I think they're about to sign Boateng, so Jerome Boateng as cover for Chiellini.
You know the guy.
Okay. Were there any other like games that? Okay, yeah, the Rome Derby. Wow.
There's no need, guy. It's ended 1-1. Need no need for us to just talk about that one. Move on.
Where do you think those teams, I mean, them teams can finish?
Probably same as last season.
So outside the top four,
yeah.
Okay. They're not serious. Let's talk about La Liga. Barcelona, they drew to Osasuna. Are they still in preseason?
Maybe. But
do they have a problem with seeing off games now? You think so? And then is age telling on the squad?
Seeing off games, no. Mm-hmm. They lost the first game to Bilbao.
Yeah.
Normally, they would just draw that game. They were even winning because they had some shots that came off the bar. Mm-hmm. They were unlucky. Mm-hmm. The game against Betis, they destroyed Betis in the second half and stuff. Osasuna are a very tough place to go for La Liga. People really watch La Liga and know this thing.
Yeah.
I don't watch Real Madrid go there, struggle. Mm. I watch past Barca teams
go there,
and they will struggle.
And so they didn't have their magic wand to help them.
And they were playing this game with Lionel Messi and Suarez. So it's not like it's a bad result for them.
Okay.
It's still very early in the season. They can still catch up.
Okay.
With Atletico.
And what do you think? Okay.
And many teams will go Osasuna this season.
And just drop points.
Draw points, yeah.
Okay. What do you think about the kid and Ansu Fati?
I don't know him.
I mean, he must be brave. He came on the second half. I've not really watched him, but
I've done a yet things about him.
Kudos to him still.
Yeah.
Elite mentality. With Neymar not joining them, you think results get better? What is Barcelona's problem?
I don't think they need Neymar. Like, they really don't need Neymar. So they're supposed to win with or without Neymar. They just need Suarez and Messi to come back and everything will go as it's supposed to go.
You have tagged them Atletico to win the league this season.
Yes.
They've done three wins in a row now.
Yes.
Things are looking good. I mean, with the way they've changed their whole squad and everything. You know, sometimes we'll say, oh, things are okay. Like we spoke about Napoli saying they have to gel.
But this
one's, they're winning already.
Yes.
Going straight. Mm. Yeah, Felix got his first goal.
Yes, in a very nervy game. I don't know why they concede two goals to Eibar.
Casted some bets.
Casted some people badly this weekend.
Okay. Still? You're still going with them?
Yes, I expect them to win the league.
Okay, good. Let's talk Bundesliga now. Union Berlin. I know Perez is not happy right now. Union Berlin got their first ever Bundesliga win.
Over Dortmund.
No, first ever.
First ever.
Yes, it's the first time they are in the league.
Okay. Nice.
What is this thing about Dortmund that today we will shout and be like, "Hey, brilliant performance!" Tomorrow, nothing. What's going on? Why is there so much inconsistency? And they even brought in Hummels. I thought like, okay, maybe we'll help with the defense, but still. Still the same thing.
I think Dortmund, they're like Spurs in a way. It's just that they have won trophies in recent seasons. Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a problem when you expect them to go there, do their normal thing, win. As in, they shouldn't be dropping points against you. Home, away, move anywhere.
You should go beat Union Berlin.
And they went there, they considered first again, equalized, and just collapsed. I don't know anything wrong with them. I tipped them to win the league before, but guys, right now, it's like I reached in my mind.
I mean, after Bayern did that smashing, who they beat again? I forgot it.
Mainz.
5-1?
6-1.
Jesus.
Dortmund, no, they are not ready.
Okay. I mean, you already like answered the question I was going to ask you next. Okay. Bayern doing Bayern things. Where do you see this squad with Coutinho and Perisic? Where do you see them in Europe?
Quarterfinals. Yeah, of the Champions League. I don't think they'll get past the quarterfinal stage.
Well, that's better than last season, though.
Yes.
Is that down to the coach or just the personnel?
Yeah, they never really replaced Robin and Ribery. They have Coman, Gnabry, Coutinho. We still need to wait to see what team Coutinho would be because he's not the same player that left Liverpool. Perisic is not, and to you, you know, the elite winger.
He's not top notch like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So the best they can get to. Is quarterfinal. That's if they avoid one of the big boys for the round of 16.
Okay, let's go on our break. Next is Ayuno Entertainment.
Hey there, do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls, and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, let's talk to Serie A now. Last week we argued about Juventus and Napoli, and they gave us like a very, very good game. Possibly the best football match that we've watched since the season started. Pere, do you like Juve's new style of play?
This style will attract them to the concede goals. No.
But that you know, once they made it 3-0, I think that spell, that like 20-minute spell that Napoli had, it was just, I think it was just defensive. I think they just went off. They slept because they thought like they had won.
Like, we know Juventus as a team really very, very sound defensively.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to them yet.
You think they missed their leader?
Guy, even if he was not there, how can you concede three goals?
For the second goal, that's Lozano's goal, the lead was tracking him. And all of a sudden, he just stopped. So I don't know, maybe he expected Alexandre to deal with the cross, I don't know, but like, as a defender, you should like think about, especially a center back, you should be the person that, oh okay, if this thing doesn't, but I should be the person dealing with it. So I don't know what happened there, Sha, but maybe we can say they were lucky now, Juventus to win.
They were extremely lucky now.
Okay, with the way Napoli have trained this summer, when they gel, do you think they can like cover the gap with Juve?
No. No.
It's still bad, are we?
Because Napoli don't strengthen. You know, like the Juventus now weakened team from last season.
They're still very strong.
They bought well. So you could take Napoli like 3-4 seasons.
For them to have a team to challenge,
Juventus to be giving something like a transfer ban, because they will always get those players.
Those, especially the free ones.
Yes, they will always get them. So
I think they're about to sign Boateng, so Jerome Boateng as cover for Cellini.
You know the guy.
Okay. Were there any other like games that? Okay, yeah, the Rome Derby. Wow.
There's no need, guys. It's ended 1-1. Need no need for us to just talk about that one.
Move on. Where do you think those teams, them teams can finish?
Probably same as last season.
So outside the top
four, yeah.
Okay. They're not serious. Well, let's talk about La Liga. Barcelona, they drew to Osasuna. Are they still in preseason?
Maybe. But
do they have a problem with seeing off games now? You think so? And then is age telling on the squad?
Seeing off games, no. Mm-hmm. They lost the first game to Bilbao.
Yeah.
Normally, they would just draw that game. They were even winning because they had some shots that came off the bar. Mm-hmm. They were unlucky. Mm-hmm. The game against Betis, they destroyed Betis in the second half and stuff. Osasuna are a very tough place to go for La Liga. People really watch La Liga and know this thing.
Yeah.
I don't watch Real Madrid go there, struggle. Mm-hmm. I watch past Barca teams
go there
and they will struggle. And
so they didn't have their magic wand to help themselves.
And they were playing this game with Lionel Messi and Suarez. So it's not like it's a bad result for them.
Okay.
It's still very early in the season. They can still catch up with Atletico.
And what do you think? Okay.
And many teams will go Osasuna this season.
And just drop points.
Drop points, yeah.
Okay. What do you think about the kid and Ansu Fati?
I don't know him.
I mean, he must be brave. He came on the second half. Got the equalizer for
I don't really watched him, but I don't hear things about him.
Kudos to him still.
Yeah.
Elite mentality. With Neymar not joining them, you think results will get better? What is Barcelona's problem?
I don't think they need Neymar. Like, they really don't need Neymar. So they're supposed to win with or without Neymar. They just need Suarez and Messi to come back and everything will go as it's supposed to go.
You have tagged them Atletico to win the league this season.
Yes.
They've done three wins in a row now.
Yes.
Things are looking good. I mean, with the way they've changed their whole squad and everything. You know, sometimes like we spoke about Napoli saying they have to gel.
This
one's, they're winning already.
Yes.
Going straight. Mm. Yeah, Felix got his first goal.
Yes, in a very nervy game. I don't know why they concede 2 goals to Eibar.
Casted some bets.
Casted some people badly this weekend.
Okay. Still? You're still going with them?
Yes, like, I expect them to win the league.
Okay, good. Let's talk Bundesliga now. Union Berlin. I know Perez is not happy right now. Union Berlin got their first ever Bundesliga win. Over
first
Dortmund.
Ever.
Yes.
Okay, over Dortmund.
No, first ever.
First ever.
Yes, it's the first time they're in the league.
Okay. Nice.
What is this thing about Dortmund? That today we will shout and be like, hey, brilliant performance. Tomorrow, nothing. What's going on? Why is there so much inconsistency? And they even brought in Hummels. I thought like, okay, maybe we'll help with the defense, but still the same thing.
I think Dortmund, they're like Spurs in a way. It's just that they have won trophies in recent seasons. I don't know if it's a problem. When you expect them to go there, do their normal thing, win. As in, they shouldn't be dropping points against you. Home, away, move, anywhere.
Who are
those? You should go beat Union Berlin. They went there, they conceded first again, equalized, and just collapsed. I don't know if it's wrong with them. I tipped them to win the league before, but guys, right now, it's like I routine my mind.
I mean, after Bayern did that smashing of, who they beat again? I forgot it.
Mainz.
5-1?
6-1.
Jesus.
Dortmund, no, they are not ready.
Okay. I mean, you already like answered the question I was going to ask you next. Okay. Bayern doing Bayern things. Where do you see this squad with Coutinho and Perisic? Where do you see them in Europe?
Quarterfinals. Yeah, of the Champions League. I don't think they'll get past the quarterfinal stage.
Well, that's better than last season, though.
Yes.
Is that down to the coach or just the personnel?
Guy, they never really replaced Robin and Ribery. They have Coman, Gnabry, Coutinho. We still need to wait to see what Coutinho would be because he's not the same player that left Liverpool. Perisic is not, and to new. You know, the elite winger.
It's not top notch like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So, the best they can get to is quarterfinal. That's if they avoid one of the big boys for the round of 16.
Okay. Let's go on our break. Next is Ayuno Entertainment. Okay, time to wrap up the show now. FPL picks. I don't think if he is not here to like back himself, so we can't talk about that really. But as we speak, Emery Durham with the team seen to Tulo tops the table, so he could possibly be our manager of the month by the time all the figures are added together. We'll know. For Bash the Bookies, I give you the floor, apparently. Okay.
I'm speechless. Obviously, when I go down see on our results, you go down see results from Bash the Bookies now. Sporting Lisbon, we just decide to get useless. If you follow the game, you go see and give Rio Ave, right? 3 penalties.
Jesus.
How you go behave like that for match referee? Give one team 3 penalties. You just caught me. Well,
mafia teams.
It's all good. Would go again.
So you're coming during the international week?
No, we're not doing anything international.
You're not dropping anything.
We're going for.
You're taking a break.
We'll come back on the 13th of September.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I like the spirit. Perez. Like, Perez not giving up still. Okay. Don't forget to follow us on the Footy on Paper for Twitter. Footy on Paper also for Instagram. For adverts and placements, you can send us an email on the Footy on Paper podcast at yahoo.com. Also, please send us voice messages. We need to put you guys on the show. Tell us about anything. Tell us about your club. Tell us about us. Tell us about anything, like anything that's bothering you, anything that is sweetening you. Just speak to us about it. Hopefully, if you'll be back next 2 weeks, Abi? Because we're going on international break.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to be here?
I'm not anywhere, guy.
Yeah, you can also follow me on Twitter, Papiv, that's a PAPPIIV. Same on Instagram as well. Para,
nothing. I'm not dropping anything.
The real Kutaki day.
No,
on Instagram. No, follow him, ask him questions. You understand? Ask him questions about Bastibuki. Maybe he could help you. I think we're done, Abi. Big ups to Yemi on the sidelines. He's not speaking much today because I think that's not Drew. That kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, ciao. See you in 2 weeks. Thank you, listeners, for listening as usual. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.